Hello.
Oh, hi, Mohammed. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was actually just following up regarding your account and the past due balance. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it.
Sure. How much is it?
It's for $498.
Okay. And the service is still running now because I didn't get any updates, or because of the payment, it stopped?
Yeah, well, your account's still active. It's just that there isn't any active programming going on because the payment from September 9th never went through. Another one is supposed to hit on October 9th, and I'm trying to prevent that from happening. So what we can do is we can get the September 9th payment current, and then I can push the next one out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full until November 6th. That way you wouldn't have to worry about the next one that should hit on the 9th, because that's two payments too close together. You know what I mean?
Yes. All right. Since we start, I didn't get a lot of help because I was, you know, kind of busy, and also it's another time. I think I did it really quick, the deal. So if I clean the payment, then we just put it in hold. For until I get ready and open my place or my office, and then we continue, guys. I don't want to cancel.
Yes.
I don't want to continue because I'm not ready. You know, sometimes you call me and you want to ask me for more information, and I'm busy, you know, driving, going back and forth, organizing my office, my workshop. So I don't want to just
keep paying.
And there is no, you know.
Okay, so a couple of options. We could get the payment up to speed, and then we can do what's called a seasonal hold, where we would stop your billing for up to 90 days. So that way we could stop November, December, and January. And then February, it would automatically start charging you again. And of course, if February comes around and you need another hold, you could call us and you can extend it, you know, a little bit more. But they would allow us
to do 90
days.
It's for how many months? I mean, the deal, the contract, for how many months period we have?
You're on a month-to-month subscription, so you can cancel it
month-to-month?
The only thing is you can't cancel with a past due balance, and that's only because
in
the terms and conditions.
I never do that.
Yeah, but you can't. I know. I didn't think
you would. With our business, like, in a good condition. So I'm not going to do that, of course, 100%.
Of course.
So, yeah. And I do want, look, I'm not going to say cancel it. I'm going to do the payment in the next week for sure. And then we put it on hold. You didn't have to put 90 days or 3 months, because put it on hold and until I call. I don't know, maybe less than 90 days, maybe a year, maybe before. So don't bring it back automatically.
We can't do that. Just like make it in like indefinite until you call in, because if we do a hold, we have to set a date where the hold ends. You can pay it and cancel, right? But here's what I would suggest, because it's 2025, and bare minimum you need a website, right? So what I would suggest is to pay the past due balance, and then we could convert your program to just the website hosting of $49 a month, and that keeps Triple Power, Triple Power, then the two I's, LLC.com, which is for two, right? So Triple Power 2 LLC.com, that keeps that site up and running, because if you notice on your site right now, there's a big orange banner on it that says, "The information here is no longer being updated," and that's just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment's not going through, you know. But some people don't like that orange banner on there because it may look like you're out of business or something like that, you know? And then on your website right now, there's a big orange banner at the top that says, warning, owner action required. The information here is no longer being updated. So that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But some of our clients, they don't like that orange banner on there, and they ask, you know, for it to come down. So if you pay $49 a month, then you keep the website up and running. You keep the updates on the site. The orange banner comes off. That way, during your months until you're ready to reinstate the rest of the program, at least your website is fully functional. You know what I mean? Because they actually gave me a notice that they're going to cancel your site today. So that's why I wanted to, you know, touch base with you. And, you know, I know that you probably don't want to lose the site. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what I could do to help you out with the payment, Mohammed, is that $498 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads for each of your locations. I don't think you need an extra batch of Facebook ads for each of your locations if your intention is just to pay it and go on a pause, right?
So yeah, let me, what do you say about the Facebook ads?
If I take the Facebook ads off, it would lower your past due amount to just $298. Because I don't think you need $200 worth of fresh Facebook ads if you're going to just pause the account anyway, right? So we could at least take those off. And down the road, when you're ready, you can always put them back on. But that way, you could save the $200 now and just pay for the $298. And then once that's all current, then we could change, you know, next month, November, sixth payment to just $49, and that's for the hosting and the maintenance of the website. So then each month you would just pay that amount until you're ready to reinstate the rest of the program.
I know. So for now, like I tell you, I'm not sure what's going on, and if we're going to put a hold, we have to put a date, like you said. What if we pay the balance and we cancel it for now until I get ready and I get organized and I have someone work on the disc and then we do it.
You can do that too. You can cancel it altogether once it's settled and then you could just call us when you're ready. Would you rather do that?
Yes. Please.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm still going to help you out, Mohammed. I'm still going to help you out and take off those 200 because I don't think you need that if you're going to just cancel. So for that 298, is it going to be on a different card, or should I try the Visa ending in 4796?
Let me give you a different card.
Okay. So, okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, one moment. Hold on. Can I give you the account number or something?
They don't do the ACH anymore through like a checking account where you do the account and the routing. It has to be a debit or a credit card. But we accept all major Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Give me one moment. Let me grab the card.
Of course.
So, all right. For the website right now that you created for us, can we still like use it? Like if I need to give someone my website, can I add something on it, like pictures, stuff, work on that website?
If you pay your past due balance and don't cancel it right away, like because I remember I told you I'd give you that 30 days on the back end, then you have a whole month to go on there and put pictures and update it and change things, and you'd still have the site up and running. But once it cancels, if you want to keep the site, you have to pay the $49 hosting. But if you like, I could ask if they would let me put you into the corporate hosting of just $29 a month.
Oh, it's fine. I can do another website for now. I can do my on website, but is the warning is gonna still be there? The warning that you said the client will see.
Yes, if you pay, if you pay, that warning comes off within one business day. But if you cancel it, they put that warning back on there because you're not working with us anymore. So that's what I mean. Like if you, if you're going to pay the past due balance, you might as well keep it open, you know, for another month and take advantage of it. But I understand if you don't want to. If you like, I could send you an email like a week before November 6th just saying, you know, hey, Mohammed, Local Splash will bill on the 6th. That way you could call us and cancel before you charged again. Or you could send yourself a reminder. But I do understand that if you want to cancel it right away, you know, you can do
got
that.
Got it, got it.
Are you afraid that you might forget all about it and just forget to cancel?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I did that before with something on Amazon. I had like a reoccurring charge and I forgot all about it. Yeah. So that's why if you like, I could set up like an email to go out to you maybe on the 1st of November just to remind you, you know, hey, Mohammed, Local Splash will bill on the 6th. And then that way you can call and cancel before that happens if you wanted to keep it open.
All right. Then, yeah, just cancel it for now, and then I call you back. I like to work with you, and I like the way you treat my business, like, to be honest.
Oh,
but I'm
so
thriving.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You helped me so much, and I didn't care how much. I know we didn't do any, like, a lot of things because I'm busy. You keep calling me.
Yeah.
I get busy driving. You're trying to do a lot for me, but... you know, I'm busy. I think it's not the time. Maybe in a couple of months, I'll be ready. I'll call you back. Definitely. And I'm going to ask for you. To, like, I don't need anyone else. I'm going to contact with you straight.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay. Well, you should have my name and extension. You know, I'm Tina at 777. So, yeah, I can text it to you again if you want, or I don't mind if you want to write it down.
Yeah, no, text it to me too, just in case when I search a bar, you know, I find it easy. So text it to me.
Yeah,
and I'm
it's easier.
Card number, if you take.
Okay, you got it. So then go ahead, I'm ready.
4117.
Okay.
7302.
Okay.
2174.
2174, got it.
8555.
8555. And expiration?
0330.
0330. And then the code?
760.
760. Okay. So I took off those 200 of ads to save you a little bit of money. So I'm just going to process the 298. Of course, yeah. I don't mind helping you out when I can, so I'll just have to adjust the date on here so that we can process it. And then once I get the green light, I'll go back and cancel it. And you're going to get an email in a couple of minutes that the account's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. Oh, by the way, Mohammed, it says that the billing address is not the 2629 Brown Street, so it didn't go through. So what's the correct billing address for this card?
It is. 1 second. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for this card, is the same. What do you got? 2629?
2629 Brown Street, Brooklyn, 11235.
Do second floor. If they ask you?
Second floor. Is there an alternate address you'd like me to try? Because I don't want to try this one again and put second floor on it, because what will happen is it will show as two pending charges, and then by the time the third one goes through, you're going to think you were charged three times, but you haven't been charged three times. You were only charged once. You know what I mean? What's the DebtView address? Do you want, maybe I should just try it just for kicks and giggles and see if that goes through.
What is it?
There's another.
That's the only address. No, that's the only address, I'm sure. There is
the
no
only
other
address.
I never bought another address bank account.
Oh. Let me see. Do you want to log on to your bank real quick and just see what address the statements go to? Maybe the bank has it wrong and then we have it right, but it's not matching, which is why it's not going through, you know?
Okay. Okay, I'm in the app now.
Yeah, usually you could just click on statements and you'll see like where your past statement was mailed to, and then that's the address that we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2629 Brown Street, Florida.
There was a Bay Ridge address that it's on your Yelp page. Do you want me to try that one? Is that an old address or something? 409 Bay Ridge?
No. That's a new address.
That's your new address. That, okay.
Look, I have
okay,
it here. Yeah,
what does it say on the bank?
2629 Brown Street, FL2, that means floor 2, Brooklyn, NY 1125.
That's what it says on the bank statement?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to try... one second. Let me give you another card, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you for your patience.
Know.
I don't know. Sometimes banks have a mind of their own. I don't understand why that happens sometimes, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. 4135.
4135.
7400. 1355.
1355.
9167.
9167. Expiration.
0310.
Okay, 0330, and the code.
558.
558. Perfect. So, and this one is definitely the same billing address, right?
100%.
Okay, let me try it then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got the green light for you, so you're good there. Now I'm going to go back and process the cancellation, and then you will be good to go, and you can call me later to reinstate it. Now, let me just see here. Cancel, and then I'll put future interest because you said you can't do it now, but maybe in the future. Okay. All right. So I think you got both done. I just processed the cancellation and you're all good to go with both.
Okay.
And then,
one more
yes, go ahead, Mohammed.
You know, since the bats do I have, you know, I didn't think all of you calling me. I think, you know, a bunch of numbers. Sometimes I receive calls from, and I'm busy. I don't know if the company called me from different numbers. So is all these calls going to stop now once the payments go through?
Just the ones that were coming from our campaign. But the ones, if let's say that they find you on Yelp or on Thumbtack or Angie's or like another destination, then we can't get them to stop, right? But if they were coming through our campaign, then they would stop. Because remember, we had that call tracking number on here. So those calls will stop.
Yeah,
make sense?
So what's the good number to reach you next time?
Okay, it's 877.
Can you text me all the information, your name, extension, phone number, please? Thank you.
Okay. I'll send it to you on a text message, and then that way you don't have to write anything down, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mohammed. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.